Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray mid-afternoon prayer using the complimentary psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The King of love, my shepherd is, whose goodness fails me never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. Where streams of living water flow, my ransom soul is there. Perverse and foolish oft I strayed, but yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought. In death's dark veil, I fear no ill. With you, dear Lord, beside me, your rod and staff, my comfort still, your cross before to guide me. You spread a table in my sight, your unction grace bestowed. And so through all the length of days, your goodness fails me never. Good Shepherd, may I sing your praise within your house forever.
My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people.
My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people.
When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, It seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs.
The heathens themselves said, "What marvels the Lord worked for them! What marvels the Lord worked for us! Indeed, we were glad."
Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap.
They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil.
In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest, you who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber.
Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior.
Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Oh, blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways.
By the labor of your hand you shall eat. You will be happy and prosper, your wife like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house, your children like shoots of the olive around your table.
Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see your children's children in a happy Jerusalem.
On Israel, peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Cease your cries of mourning. Wipe the tears from your eyes. The sorrow you have shown shall have its reward. There is hope for your future, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The saints will exult in glory.
They will sing for joy as they bow down before the Lord.
Let us pray. O God, whom the holy innocents confessed and proclaimed on this day, not by speaking, but by dying, grant, we pray, that the faith in you, which we confessed with our lips, may also speak through our manner of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.